The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Sunday's edition. William Hill's Racing Radio of all of the day's racing action covered from 1pm with Group 1 action coming from Shanty, as well as cards from Huntingdon, Kelso and Uttoxeter. Ollie Pimlott, Mick Norton and Roy DeLaghi will be your studio team to provide their expert analysis on the day's racing. But to look ahead to the best of the action at Shanty, including the ARC, it's myself, Michael Wood, and James Millen. Good afternoon, James. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you, Michael. And cracking racing tomorrow, I just look forward to.
It should be quite the occasion. Just before we go into Sunday's action, James, I just want to get your thoughts on a landmark win for Jim Crowley yesterday at Newcastle. It was his 46th win in September. And with that in mind, it's actually a tally thought to be the most victories by a jockey in a month in Britain. What are your views on Jim Crowley's achievement there?
Yeah, 46 winners, cracking effort. Obviously, September, a busy month, probably not the busiest month of racing concerned, because it does start to quieten down a little bit with the evening meetings. There's obviously the night's draw in, so that's a really good effort by Jim Crowley, especially as well, you're restricted to 9 meetings a week. So whereas before you could probably ride twice a day every week, but cracking effort, and he really is gunning for this jockey championship, and he's put in a fair few clears for Sir Susan now, and it does look like he might have it in the bag, bans and injury permitting, and he's worked hard for it. He's not got a big stable as such behind him, so it's not easy, but a very talented jockey, and he's getting the job done.
It's quite the achievement. Let's move on to the big day on Sunday from Shanty. Plenty of Group 1 action for us to get stuck into. And the first race that we're going to be previewing is the 220. It's the Prix de l'Opera, the Phillies Group 1 race. It's over 1 mile, 1 furlongs and 207 yards. 7 runners to choose from. James, what appeals to you?
Yeah, Sumi Dar is obviously the main one here. John Gosden's filly unfortunately picked up a setback after winning the Musidor at York, which meant she missed the Oaks, which was a real shame because I think her mind would have provided a great race, because she's a very decent filly in her own right. Didn't see her for 4 months, but she was very impressive when she won at Yarmouth last time out. Yes, it was in the illicit race, but the way she did it was eye-catching. And it doesn't look to be the strongest of Group 1s that she's running in tomorrow. Only 7 runners. And you have to say she's by far the best horse in the race. She comes out well clear in the race and post ratings. And she's 4 from 4. And we don't really know how good she is, because she's not really been seriously tested. So tomorrow should be eye-catching. Other rivals, I think Jemmy L was interesting. She won at a Group 1 back in May and has run very well in the top races the last twice. She certainly represents the best of the French contingent. And while James Farnsworth's got a bit of a chance with Speedy Borden, the older filly, probably the best of the 4 older fillies in the race, but I do think the 3-year-olds will hold its way, and Somi Dar's going to be very, very hard to beat for John Gosden and Frankie Torrey. Probably going to be a short price, but I think he can give Britain a second win in the race following Covert Love last season.
So Sodimar, the one to watch out for in the 220 at Shanty. Well, let's move on to the big one on a Sunday, the ARC. It's at 3.05. It's over 1 mile, 3 furlongs and 204 yards. 16 runners to choose from in the ARC. And we have got early prices here with William Hill. And Postponed is your early market favourite at 2-1. Makika is at 13-2. Found is at 15-2. Harzand is at 8-1. New Bay at 12. Silverware is at 20-1. Left Hand is at 22-1, as is Order of St. George. Highland Reel is at 25s, and it's 50s or bigger for the rest. In terms of the ARC, James, what would be your best bet?
Well, obviously, Postpone, he's 2-1. He's a skinny kind of price, but he's by far the best horse in the race. He's won his last 6 starts for him at Group 1 level, and he certainly sets a standard with 1.5, his best trip. Just 16 runners, it could be a bit of a rough race, and there's always wary of taking skinny odds, but I think he is by far the best horse in the race. Obviously, there's some interesting rivals. Makahiki from Japan. Japanese are desperate to win this race. They've been second so many times, and this one is the chosen representative this year. Won 5 of 6 starts. Japanese Derby was very impressive. Won the Prix Neo. probably not as impressive as perhaps they were hoping when he beat Midterm, but he got a job done, and it was only a trial. He should have come on nicely for that run. Christophe Lemaire is very confident on his homework, and obviously he knows what it takes to win an arc. So, very interesting challenger from Japan. He's definitely going to be dangerous, but does need to improve slightly. But obviously the three-year-olds do have a cracking record in the race. Found, she's a consistent one, isn't she? Second in the last five starts, winning some excellent races. Probably a career best when second in the Irish Champion last time out. I fear she could be placed once again, but she's going to give you a great run for your money. Probably a cracking each way bet there is found. Of the others, Harzand, not sure how strong his three-year-old form exactly is against some of these horses. Obviously, he's got a job done in the English and Irish derbies. Had excuses when the eighth in Ireland last time. It was a hard race and he got struck into. So hard to know how his prep is. So I'm a little bit concerned about Harzand. Nubé, you've obviously got to have him into the reckoning. This year's form, not quite so good. But Andre Farb always gets him to peak exactly right for the arc. And he was third in the race last year. So again, another each-way option. Probably found a Nubé, respectively. I do think Postbones is going to be difficult to beat. But I'll take a chance on the Japanese getting it right with Makahiki, just because he's great value, and I think Postbone's probably a little bit skinny as such a short price favourite. So Makahiki will be the section in the arc, but it should be an absolutely cracking race and something I'm looking forward to.
It should be a fantastic occasion, and Makahiki the one that appeals for James in the arc. Let's move on to our third race of our preview. We're looking at the 4:35. It's the Qatar Prix de la Abbey Longchamp. It's over 4 furlongs, 213 yards, 17 runners to choose from, and again we do have early prices on this one, and it's Mecca's Angel that's your early favourite at 6-4. Just Glamorous is at 7s, as is Profitable. Marsha is at 11-1. Our Dad is at 12s, as is Gold Dream. Cote Glory is at 16s, as is Take Cover. And Sonsecio is at 18-1. Washington DC is at 20s, and it's bigger for the rest of the field. James, in terms of this one, what appeals?
Obviously, Mecca's Angel is going to be very hard to beat if she can repeat that None for form. She was very impressive at York, got the job done extremely nicely, and that was on probably slightly quicker ground in connections. Felt she liked, but it was by far a career best. Going to be hard to beat, isn't she, Mecca's Angel? But then the price reflects that, and you've got to remember Profitable did beat her at Haydock back at the start of the year. That was on slightly softer ground. 5 furlongs is his optimum trip. If he can repeat the earlier form showing the Kingstown and at Haydock, I think he's got a great chance as well. And value-wise, again, I'll be sticking with Profitable. Ron Harris has got a bit of a speedster in Just Glamorous. She was very impressive on trials day 3 weeks ago, winning under French jockey Pierre Charles Bordeaux. And she's come from nowhere, really. She was rated in the 70s mid-season, but she's really improved this year. And I can certainly see Just Glamorous running a big race. Marsha, Smart Prescott's horse, that's an interesting runner. Does well over course and distance. I can see that one being there or thereabouts. And Gold Dream, he's a decent sprinter as well. So a cracking race. Not too many you can completely roll out. I think Mecca's Angel is probably a little bit short, bearing in mind she has got beat twice this year. And 70-runner sprints, another easy. So I'm going to stick with Profitable. I think he's got a great each-way chance for Clive Cox and Adam Kirby.
So Profitable, the one to look out for in the 4:35. Let's move on to the final race of our preview, and it's the finale at Shanty on Sunday, the 5:15. And again, we do have early prices for this one. Just mention this race is over 6 furlongs and 211 yards. It's got 12 runners to choose from, and Limato is the big favourite here at 5-6. Spectre is at 7-1. Jimmy Two Times is at 10-1. Sudois is at 11-1. Attendu is at 12-1. Trixia is at 16s. Same Jurisdiction is at 22-1. Birchwood is at 25s, as is Cara, and it's bigger for the rest of the field. In terms of the finale at Shanty, James, what do you like?
It's all about Limato, isn't it, really? He ran an absolutely cracking race. Dropped back to 5 furlongs in the non-fourth, finishing second. Just hope that hasn't left a mark on him, because he, obviously, a horse that had been campaigned at a mile when he finished fourth in the Lockings on his first run, won the July Cup when finishing run really nicely there. So Lamato's a horse which is a credit to connections, really. Very, very versatile. I think he was second in this race last year. He's had a very light season. He's got his ground. He doesn't like soft ground, so that'd be ideal for him this weekend. And I just think he's by far the best race, which perhaps isn't the strongest of Group 1 contests, to be fair. I think he comes out a fair way clear. Birchwood is interesting for Rusafahe. He could go closer to an each-way price. But I do think that LaMotta is going to be very hard to beat. Keep an eye on David O'Mara's runner, Soudoir. He's been runner-up in all the main races this year. Just not getting his head in front. But again, I think he'll be there or thereabouts if he wanted each way. But I do think LaMotta's got a great chance and can give Henry Candy another big Group 1 winner.
So LaMotta looks like he'll take all the beating in the finale at Ashanti on Sunday. Well, James, can you just recap your selections, please?
Yeah, in the Prix de l'Opera, we're going to stick with Somedar. Seriously impressed her in the Musadora. Such a shame you didn't see her in the Oaks, but that Yama form looked pretty good last time out. I think she can get the mark in it in a weakish Group 1. The Arc itself, I think Postponed has a great chance, but he's a little bit skinny. So I'm going to take a chance with a Japanese horse who won their derby, won his trial, and Christophe Lemaire is very confident. So Makahiki will be the selection for the Arc de la Triomphe. In the Abbey, again, I think one's a little bit skinny at the top of the market in Mecca's Angel. So we're going to go for the horse that beat her at Haydock earlier in the season. That's profitable for Clive Cox and Adam Kirby. And then finally, we're going to stick with LaMotta in the Prix de la Forêt. So hopefully a great day's racing to look forward to.
Indeed. Well, as always, James, thank you for your thoughts on Sunday's action at Chantilly. And remember to tune into Racing Radio from 1 p.m. on Sunday for live commentary, results and racing tips.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.